This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years.
The White House is announced the rescheduling of a critical meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to proceed with discussions about a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. backed a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire. This, as new public polling from Gallup finds a 55% majority of Americans now disapprove of Israel's war against Hamas. The NCAA planning to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. USA's John Schaefer.
The NCAA stated that it will actively lobby state gambling boards to restrict proposition betting on individual student athletes. Prop betting entails gambling on specific player statistics, such as points scored or turnovers committed. NCAA officials emphasize that this initiative aims to deter potential cheating and protect young players from harassment.
The State Department offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border remains suspended. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling that deemed SB 4 unconstitutional. Texas public safety officials have said the law would only allow officers to arrest those they see crossing the Rio Grande. Inflation and price hikes continue to weigh heavily on businesses, with one discount chain also announcing a new price increase. USA's Laura Winters.
You're going to have to dig deeper when you go to Dollar Tree. It's becoming $1.50 Tree, raising its prices again. The discount store revealing in an earnings call that its price point will now start at $1.50, up from $1.25, with some items selling for $5 to $7 in a special aisle.
Donald Trump is extending a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race through a post on Truth Social. Trump labeled Kennedy as the most, quote, radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump said he believes RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. In a gesture of reconciliation in Florida, the governor and Mickey Mouse are declaring a ceasefire. Disney and a committee led by Governor Ron DeSantis have reached a settlement with the goal of resolving all litigation between them. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, last week, the big battle, a big government showdown. We're going to, shut the government down. Everybody's so verklempt over it, and The View is clutching their pearls. I mean, the drama of it all, that those dastardly Republicans were going to dare shut down the government, deprive people of their entitlements, and that everybody's so concerned about it. And after everything was all said and done, and all that the Republican Party conceded to the Democrats, the thing that really infuriated Joe Biden, worst of all, is that... in the bill, the Republicans had the nerve to ensure that the American flag would be the only flag that would fly at U.S. embassies, that the LGBTQ rainbow flag would no longer be next to the American flag. Grover Norquist from Americans with Tax Reform is with us right now. Grover, again, we're reminded that when it comes to foreign policy, Joe Biden, according to Bob Gates, has not gotten anything right in his illustrious career as a servant of the people. And this is another manifestation of how wrong any one person in the history of our government could be.
He's had bad judgment all the way through. He didn't understand the Cold War, the nature of the Soviet Union. He wasn't for a strong national defense when our survival depended on it. And when Reagan did all the right things, which ended up causing the Soviet Union to collapse into 15 pieces. And while it still remains a threat, it is way less of a threat than it used to be. Biden opposed every single thing that moved us in that right direction, and said that when Reagan was making to protecting peace and our survival, that this would lead to war. So he also thinks if you raise taxes, it doesn't advantage China. If you tax American companies very high, that somehow we can still compete internationally with one foot tied to the other.
And you just have to flat out ignore the empirical evidence and tradition of what happens when this occurs. Donald Trump reminded everybody that we were sending away. I mean, people look at all the manufacturing, all the businesses that we were losing because of our high taxes. So we lower the tax and all of a sudden, people start coming home to America for lots of reasons. And I think basically, Grover, to be honest with you, part of the reason that American manufacturing came back is because there is no substitute for the American worker. The American worker has been the backbone and development of this great country of ours. And we have a work ethic and a production desire that is beyond comparison anywhere else on the world that I'm aware of. What do you think? What do you say?
Well, when people work for themselves, it changes the nature of who they are, how hard and how confidently they work. This was commented about in a letter, I think it was a Frenchman wrote back in the United States early on, wrote back and said, you know, you work really hard here, but you get to take it all home. And he goes to a list of all the, you know, the aristocrats don't tax this and tax that and tax that. And anybody who works can have a little farm and put something away and take care of a family. And you can do this. He said, but you do work all day. You know, it was the old joke in the Soviet Union. They pretend to pay us and we pretend to work.
Right.
When people are not working for themselves and they're not really getting the benefit of it, they tend not to work very hard. When they're earning what they, you know, because they're working, people tend to work harder and longer. Americans work more than other countries.
And by the way, they're happier. Clearly, they're happier.
And there's a wonderful study that points out that happiness, I don't know if they've studied the whole world, but in the United States, you find it, happiness is earned success. Earned success. People don't become happy when they win the lottery.
Right.
They become happy when they've earned something that they now have that they're proud of. And it's not as much how much you earn, it's that you earned it.
Exactly.
You're doing, you know, different kinds of work, some that may pay better than others. But people who look in the mirror and go, I earned what I have. I created it.
It's tied to a job, Grover. I mean, look what happened. What the dramatic attitude that occurred in the exchange of power between, you know, from Obama to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's issue from day one when he took office, the first question he asked the people in his cabinet, how are we doing jobs? How are we doing with jobs? See, this is what leadership does. Leadership makes sure that you're target focused. And the target focus for the Trump administration in those days was job creation. And look what happened. More jobs were created. People, you know, they started walking with a little bounce in their attitude and in their stature because they were happier because, to your point, you're exactly right. There's something basic and inherent that is designed into every human being. You know, when God said, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply, it spoke to being productive. It spoke to our endemic heartbeat that we all carry within us, that we must feel like we're being productive and we're earning our way, right?
And there are two messages that come from American elected officials. As you were saying, the Republicans say, we're going to leave you alone to succeed. We're not going to push you around. We're not going to tax you and so on. We want you to succeed. The other party says, you can't do it. You can't do it. Other generations could do it. Other groups could do it, but you can't do it. So we're going to give you welfare because you can't take care of yourself.
Right.
We will have a public school system that tells your kids what to think because we don't trust you. You're not capable of bringing your kids up properly.
Right.
But the government will. Remember Hillary Clinton, when she said village, she didn't mean, you know, neighbors and so on helping. She meant the government monopoly education system. That's the village that's going to raise your kids because you can't.
Right. Well, that's what Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are proposing once again here, that it does take that village. And the other dastardly thing about the social engineering that the Democrats do, it's bad enough that they say, okay, you're unworthy and incapable, but we're going to choose who's worthy and capable. And so we're going to take your hardworking dollars and we're going to deviate them to the selected cronies that we have said are worthy, right?
Absolutely.
This is today's America, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe this is why more and more Americans' eyes are waking up to the reality of where we are right now. We're so far off course. from the original intention of our founding fathers, who believed in the significance of each individual citizen and what they could do for themselves. And, and the government was in its proper priority. Now it's not, and that needs to be corrected. Got to go to break. We've got more from Grover after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hour. You remember when Joe Biden insisted that he was not going to raise taxes on families earning $400,000? This was like, almost like watch my lips. I mean, the way he repeated this. But, that $400,000 figure has been impacted by Bidenflation. And these numbers that Grover Norquist presented, I mean, listen to this. Families earning $400,000 a year now it's been reduced because of Bidenflation, the policies of the Democrats and Joe Biden, to $337,000. Well, Grover, the question is, are those family now out of jeopardy, or is, like all things Democrat, do they lower the bar in order to capture those?
I hate to tell you this, but it's worse than that, okay? Mm-hmm. Biden, as you said, the ad he ran most office often was he never raised taxes on anyone who earned, any family that earned less than $400,000. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, he inflated the currency, so $400,000 is now $474,000, the equivalent when he made the promise of just a little bit over $337,000. Mm-hmm. That's in three years. So you say, well, I don't make $337,000. Yes, but if Biden's inflation continues through a second term, that number keeps going down. This is the number that he promised he wouldn't raise tax on you. But his IRS, right? He's the boss, the Biden IRS. They use the number $200,000, and they've refused to change it. And the Biden administration has said, okay. So when they tell you rich people, $200,000. That is a number that came up in the 70s that they invented. Mm-hmm. That people who made more than $200,000 were high income taxpayers. That number is now significantly higher. And so not only did Biden inflate the currency so that he's taxing lower income people than he said he would, of course, his tax policy of taxing energy hits everyone. So there's so many different ways in which he lied, right? One is just the number and the target. The other is he's not even keeping to that target. When you raise taxes on energy, when you raise the cost of energy, that hits everyone in the country. You can be making $20,000 a year and the gas price goes up on you. And so one, he was lying when he said there was some limit to who he taxed, but it just points out that even his promise of $400,000 has changed because his inflation makes the target a lower and lower income that people get hit with. It's fascinating that he understands that he needs to tell people, oh, I'm not going to tax you. So that's, you know, the hypocrisy is the tribute vice pays to virtue. He knows the American people want to hear the promise, I will not raise your taxes. The promise that 90% of Republicans in the House and Senate have made and kept. The Republicans have not voted for tax increases. Only tax increases have only passed when the Democrats had the House, Senate, and presidency, 2 years under Obama, 2 years under Biden. And that is the one thing the Republicans have promised and kept their promise on. We will not raise your taxes. They made invade small countries you can't pronounce. They may make other mistakes, but they will not raise your taxes. The Democrats try and make that promise, but they can't because they want more money.
Yeah, they can't. They can't help themselves. I mean, they're addicts, Grover. I mean, it's just never enough. Nothing satiates them because there's always a new project and there's always a new group of voters that they must buy at the people's expense. I mean, this whole migration invasion thing right now is just an opportune time for them to, you know, open up the treasury doors and empty it out. And they just, because they can manufacture and print money. I guess I don't even know why they even bother to open up the doors anymore. All they got to do is just get the digital presses rolling, right?
It is a real challenge. And the good news is that I think the American people understand that when Trump was president and the Republicans cut taxes, you saw strong economic growth. Why?
Exactly.
In that 1 year alone of 2019, the median income increased 6.8%. And that's not, more rich people doesn't do you any good. The whole middle class moved up. That's what,
exactly,
6.8% in 1 year. That's a greater increase than all 8 years of Obama. Eight years of Obama. With a government program? No, not a government program. A government non-program. We will steal less of your money. We will reduce taxes on, of all things, businesses so that businesses can invest and hire more people and pay people more. And as soon as that they announced that they were going to have to cut in the corporate income tax, AT&T announced everybody in AT&T gets a $1,000 raise. Why?
Exactly.
Because they knew they'd have to bid for workers to stay with them and not go somewhere else. And they said, you know, it's going to be more than $1,000, but let me start with, we're putting $1,000 on the table right now. Well, that's yours.
And the big lie, Grover, the big lie by the media and the Democrats was, they're going to take that windfall profit and put it in their pockets. And just the opposite occurred. And all they could do was just sit there. And, the people who received the money and benefited from Trump's policies that put money into their wallets. I mean, this is the difference. Trump put money into their wallets and Biden has taken money out of their wallets. I mean, to the degree that now with all the expenses, Biden inflation, what the average increase per household is about 12,000 a year, Grover?
It is a huge jump that because taxes were cut. Again, there wasn't some government program that the Republicans put together. They didn't write people checks. They said, we're going to step back, stop taking so much money from businesses and allow the people to invest and to hire new people and to pay them more. And that's exactly what happened. And the politicians on the left, they like to tell you, I gave you this. Nobody gives you anything on a permanent basis. Sustainable pay increases come from higher productivity, from what you do and what from businesses invest in. That's sustainable. Writing somebody a welfare check is not sustainable. What do you do next year?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then look at the incidences of corporate welfare, with what the government gave to the auto industry. Talk about unable to sustain. How are they going to sustain that promise?
Those are checks they're writing one time in order to get businesses to force businesses, because they're going to ban a car that uses gasoline. And they say, well, we'll give you some tax credits to go do the other thing for a while, I suppose. But what they've done is they're now making cars that sit on lots that nobody wants.
Exactly. Well, you see, this is the government social engineering. And every time they do this, it's like, we the people have got to wake up and stop them in their tracks. When they start digging holes like this, we got to find a way to take the shovels away from these government officials because they're not helping us.
I think one of the best things we do is in the 50 states, those states that are reducing taxes are growing. People move there. Businesses move there. Investment flows there. Those states that just recycle money, they take money from Fred and give it to Mary, keep some up, keep some for the boys in the back room. Those states are not growing the way they used to. So, California is still rich, but it's falling behind other states now because it's decided to tax and spend rather than invest and grow.
Exactly. What are they at, about a $60 billion deficit right now? California?
2 years ago, they had a surplus. Years ago, they were bragging they had a surplus. They spent it all.
Yeah. And then, of course, Newsom's up for another recall, part two. And this is all indicative of the poor leadership that's taking place. This is why Newsom could not really be a serious candidate for president. And this is why the Democrats are locked in to holding on to Joe, keeping him medicated for as long as they can to get him across the finish line one more time, unless there's an August surprise in the name of one Michelle Obama, Grover, in my humble opinion. Stay tuned for details.
That will be very, very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, to say the least. He's the American for Tax Reform President, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, Grover Norquist.
I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under $25 that'll be perfect for my girls' baskets. And I saved 40% on cute dresses for them, too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks cool. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Four people are dead, five others injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect, who has not been identified, is now in custody. The world will get to see how King Charles is doing this weekend over the Easter holiday as he fights cancer. USA's Laura Winters.
And as we gear up for Easter Sunday this weekend, word from Buckingham Palace that King Charles will be making his first major public appearance since his cancer diagnosis back in February. Still no word on what kind of cancer King Charles is battling.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border will remain suspended. Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges in New Orleans deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. And speaking of which, we've got America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, good to be with you. I'm just having a hard time adjusting to Joe Biden's vision of an all-electric car society. What are we doing here?
EPA recently came out with requirements, not guidelines, requirements, that 60% of all cars be either electric, all electric, or hybrid by 2030, 6 years from now. The current market share of those is about 7%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about going from 7 to 60% in 6 years. And the car companies just said it's not possible. So it had been 100%, so they down from 100% to 60. But it's still, in my view, completely unrealistic, not only on the car maker's point of view, but the public. I mean, people have to buy these things.
Yeah,
and you got a bunch of hybrids.
Got a bunch of electric cars that are looking like potted plants now. Just about. It's about their worth or doorstops because they're sitting there empty in lots. You've got rental companies that are, getting rid of them because their fleet of electric vehicles, no bueno. It's not working. It's not passing the so what test as far as the marketplace is concerned.
And the cost. And they're much more expensive.
And the other thing, too,
people still have range anxiety. Yeah. They still worry.
Of course.
They're not going to be able to. And we're adding charging stations, but not close to enough. I think we add about 170,000 a year. We need 2 million plus.
So
it's just not even close to enough. So it's a combination of the much higher cost and the charging stations. But the government is mandating that the marketplace listen to what the government says, no matter what the marketplace thinks.
Well, yeah, because they know better than everybody else. I mean, they've proven that time and time again. I mean, look at their success record, right? Well, and the other thing, too, that's not even being discussed here right now is how much power and control will you relent to the government when you're an electric vehicle? If they decide they're going to have the ability to start and stop your car, they can have all kinds of fun with you.
Like where you're going, so they turn you around, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, your social credit rating, you know, you were on Bill Martinez extra time this week, and so that's a mark against you, and you can only get halfway to the grocery store this time.
This is sounding like China, where they actually do things like
you think?
That.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, or Canada. I mean, the same thing. I mean, it's all about power and control. This totalitarian mindset that is brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, there's no fooling about this.
Consumers are revolting, and so are car companies. I mean, it's just not possible to turn over the entire fleet, which is 80% plus traditional internal combustion engine, to all electric. Or, hybrid has been popular, and people do like hybrids because that gives you both directions. You get electric and you have gas, you don't have range anxiety.
Right.
And those have been very popular. The car companies are making those. That's good. But to mandate electric, all electric, by such a short, relatively period of time, it's all done for environmental reasons, which is all nice, but consumers have to go along. they don't seem to be wanting to do that.
Well, because they're not buying into the environmental doctrine. I mean, they've lied so much. They've really compromised the integrity of this whole debate. And, and not once have they come back and said, maybe we jumped the shark here. Maybe we need to adjust this. Let's be reasonable. Let's have an honest and forthright intellectual conversation about the climate and how we can participate in it. No. It's just a dictum. And the left says this is, it's time to jump, and this is how high you're going to jump this year, and next year you better be able to jump higher yet, because it will never be enough, because it never is enough with these totalitarian governments until they end up imploding on themselves. The challenge, though, Jordan, and what I'm most concerned with is free and fair-minded Americans, for the most part still, they're going to be a pain in the butt to these knuckleheads that want to enforce and dictate this kind of, control over their lifestyle.
And I'll tell you another group that's against this, which is the unions, the UAW.
Yeah,
because electric cars have far fewer workers and far fewer parts to put together than internal combustion. So they think if this in fact happened, that the membership of the UAW may be halved or something like that.
But they're the ones that negotiated with Biden, in this last go-around, right? So it's like, wait a minute, you're feeding your own monster.
Exactly. But they feel like he's stabbing them in the back by forcing electric cars because they know it's going to be a lot fewer workers, a lot.
Yeah, but meanwhile, they keep voting them in.
Exactly.
And they vote in these people that do this. I mean, it's like, finally, Black America has woke up and they finally realize, whoa, what's going on? There's nothing here. We're not getting any. They keep getting our vote and we keep getting bupkis.
Exactly.
And so now here it is, record numbers as far as polling is concerned in Black Americans. I mean, regardless of what Joe Biden says, I mean, I guess all of a sudden, if you don't vote for Biden, forget about your Black heritage because you ain't Black, bro.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's happening in many areas. And, I mean, even in the recent Democratic primaries, they were up to like 20% who were either saying, non-committal or, no choice. They were, it was a protest vote against Biden
exactly.
for all kinds of reasons. A lot of it has to do with Israel and Gaza. But, I mean, that's a large number of people who are saying, I'm voting but not voting for you.
But some of these minorities, they don't care about what's happening overseas. What they care about is their pocketbook. They go to the gas stations, they're paying an outrageous amount. Cost of living now, on average, we're talking about, $1,200 a month? A month, Jordan. Come on. I mean, who's going to go all of a sudden and say, okay, honey, we're going to go out and, commit ourselves to an electric vehicle and add another $1,200 to the overhead here in the household. And by the way, the cost of food is going up and it's all going to contribute. Now you're no longer talking about $1,200. You're talking a couple of grand that you've got to carry just because, President Biden says this is the righteous thing to do.
People aren't doing it. They're just not. They're feeling really squeezed, paycheck to paycheck.
Of course.
And that's why he's losing, because they see in their own real everyday lives the impact of these policies of you know, spending. And the spending just continues. They're issuing amounts of debt all the time. Huge.
Exactly. You see, and this is just adding to the number. And the fact is, Jordan, to your point, see, they're finally listening to you. And they're doing the math, the reality of the math, because you've been warning about this for, you know, it seems like for over a decade that this was going on, that inflation, what it would do in terms of robbing you of your money. I mean, this is what they're doing. And all the households across the country are finding ways to cut back. Okay, we're not sending the kid to soccer, you know, summer soccer league this year, or whatever. I mean, they're making some tough decisions because they have to. But then we have a government that passes another bill. Just over $1 trillion more we're going to throw on top of the fire, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, the deficit we're adding over $1 trillion a year. It's probably going to be way more than that, actually.
Oh yeah.
The amount of Treasury bonds they're issuing is hundreds of billions a month now in order to finance these deficits, and they just kicked the can down the road again, down to the end of September. With basically no change in the spending out there at all.
Mm. Can you say Ponzi scheme?
I didn't, but you did, and I might agree with you on that. It's just you're taking money to pay the old people. Yes. Right.
Well, I mean, pay the old people. It was their money to begin with. And, by the way, I mean, you guys found a way to go and steal money out of the Treasury, and you're making everybody else wear a mask, but you don't have to wear a mask to go do that, I guess.
That's true. Anyway, it's weighing on people. It really is. And, meanwhile, the stock market's soaring. Rich people are getting richer a lot, but the average person is not feeling it.
Well, and here we are. We're in that dangerous place that we were at back during the Obama years, right, where the middle class is getting pulverized. And this government could care less. I mean, they just lack sympathy. Just again, as we did 8 years with Obama, Obama could care less. And it seems like Biden, you know, can care less even more. I guess that's what we have to deal with. Well, Jordan, how can people be in touch with you when we need therapy?
They can always email me at jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to get emails from your folks, Bill.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, along with Evie Bear Carroll, the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, happy Easter to you. How are you?
Thank you so much. To you, too. It's the best time of the year. I love it.
It really is. I love this time of the year. And for people who can appreciate and get their minds and hearts around the miracle of Easter, and what it did for humanity, it is a precious time, no doubt, right?
Exactly. I mean, the flowers are blooming, and you know the hope of resurrection, and then you know, it's just, I love it.
Yes.
I love it. It's such a pivotal moment in the Christian world, and it just has dictated our lives, right, and how we live. So
yeah, well, not only our lives, but really the heartbeat of the world, whether they want to accept it or not. I mean, Jesus's death and resurrection has historically and emphatically impacted the trajectory of the planet since it occurred. The world has never been the same, and like no other figure. I mean, this is what makes the life and the miracle of Jesus so significant, right?
Exactly. So it's just a great time period to reflect.
Well, and speaking of which, you know, this is a time, you know, families come together. There's some Easter movies traditionally that we'll share. I know that some in particular are really hard to share. If you've got young kids around you, you wouldn't share it. And that's The Passion of the Christ, which is still, you know, probably one of the most popular Easter movies that is watched over this time. And even as difficult as it is to get through that 20 minute of scourging that takes place. But, you know, I've been in venues, and I'm sure you have been as well, where, you know, people cannot handle the scourging, and they'll walk out of the movie because it's too much for them to bear. And, you know, the thing that I'm reminded of as they're walking out is that, you know, Jesus didn't have that option to walk out. You know, and also that unlike Jim Caviezel, when I talked with Jim, you know, he wore body armor during the scourging scene. Jesus didn't wear the body armor. And
wow.
You know, and Jim got hit with one. He said at one point one of the you know, one of the stripes got him. It caught him underneath the body armor. He said, "Bill, it turned me inside out." He says, it was so excruciatingly painful. And the immediate thought was, is that what Jesus must have endured for those repeated blows without body armor. I mean, they filleted him. They filleted him to the point that he was irrecognizable, right?
Wow. Yeah. Exactly. It's a powerful, powerful movie. I think it's good to watch at least once to see, you know, because it is so just, they've done it so well.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, maybe that makes it even more impactful, but they've just done it so well that you get immersed with it. Another great, you know, Easter movie is the movie Risen, about...
Yes.
The Roman soldier, and didn't come out too long ago, but it was a very amazing movie. It was about the Roman soldier who was a non-believer, and he is on the hunt for Jesus' body to say, you know, he didn't rise, but then he believes, and so it's not giving it away, but I mean, if it's a Christian movie and the soldiers started to believe, I think it would be a Christian movie. Otherwise, it would be a different type of movie. but Risen is a really, really amazing movie as well. It's extremely well done, and it's interesting how they've done it because he's kind of on this mission and trying to figure out where the body is, and then he believes. So it's a wonderful movie.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, there's lots of options and family movies to watch. I think that another one they talk about is His Only Son, which tells the Old Testament story of Abraham, who was commanded by God to sacrifice his son Isaac, which begins to put this into a bit of perspective. You know, as I shared with the audience earlier, Evie, is that, you know, what parent would put their son through this kind of experience for people that don't like him? It's so beyond our human imaginings. But again, this is a demonstration of how much God loved us, that he's willing to sacrifice his son. And the story of Abraham's sacrifice, willing to sacrifice his son that he waited, 100 years to get. He was willing to be obedient to God. Some of that, I know to this day, perplexes us. But, this is why God's love is so much higher than our love and our ability to understand it at times, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, another one, of course, Jesus Revolution, which was in theaters last year, and this would be a good one as far as a family to be able to enjoy. And of course, one of the all-time classics, and this was probably one of the first movies that my dad took me to, and that was the Ten Commandments. The original Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments. So a lot of positive memories come with that. But, my prayer this way, this year for our audience is that, this Easter would be a most holy and magnificent Easter of revelation, that you would come away this Easter season with a new understanding, a deeper understanding. I know that God has been taking me through an expansive journey and appreciating the significance of Easter, because to me, what he's shown me this year, Evie, is that the focal point of eternity really comes into play as the light of an empty tomb bursts through and pierces the darkness of a hardened world. It's kind of altered my thinking and my perception, especially in light of where we find ourselves, the condition that we find our culture in today, where most people believe that soon and very soon Jesus' return is imminent as promised.
Well, that's, it's an interesting time we're living in. I mean, you talk about that every week because there's new crazy things that come up, right?
Right.
But that's why Easter is such a fabulous time to remember the we do have hope, no matter what the, you know, in the midst of whatever chaos is ensuing, and in the midst of, you know, even if it is towards the end, or if it is, you know, we still have the hope, no matter
exactly.
Our eschatology is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like what Tony Campolo put into terms. Says it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, right? one of my favorite sermons of all time. Hey, let's talk about, we got about 3.5 minutes left. Let's talk about the movie A Cat's Life. You did a review at movieguide.org on that.
Yes, this is such a cute story. And you know, we always love these kind of animal stories, don't we? If anybody has an animal, you love the animal stories. It's a wonderful story of a little girl and her cat who she loves, and they have this unbreakable bond. And so, of course, the you know, it shows that they're traveling together, and they go to a new spot, a new vacation home, and the cat is adventuring and all those type of things. And so it's how that little cat has to blossom into a brave, courageous feeling. And so it's just a sweet movie, right? There's little objectionable when it comes to this type of movie, but it's nice that you have these. And, you know, even I'm older, but I kind of like these just sweet, innocent movies. Mm.
Well, sometimes it's nice just to put your brain at rest and just to be entertained, to be amused, right? And and that's what, and especially when you get to do it with the kids. Oh my, what a bonus, right?
Yes.
Super so blessing. Fun. Hey, by the way, great news. The Ark in the Darkness, which you and I have talked about before, did so well at the box office. They're going to have another night on April the 1st, I'm told. Did you hear about that?
So that is great. I love that. It's always great when there's more, you know, great stuff that's coming, just because we're supporting it. So go out, watch it, and support it, and they'll continue doing it.
Yeah, and your dad was a little, you know, he was concerned because it's a documentary format, but I'll tell you, it was meaningful. I mean, it ranked number 3 in the box office when it came out, and that's with limited screens. That's not, you know, because it was a Fathom event, and for it to rank that high, it says something. So the team there has, Dan Biddle and them, have done a great job in producing this. Highly recommend it, and you'll have another chance to see it on the big screen come next week. The other thing I want to talk about here in this last minute is the 50th anniversary of Little House on the Prairie, huh?
Yes, and the Little House on the Prairie is an amazing show. We've been watching it again with my family because I said, oh, this is going to be wholesome. But the stories, every time I get into it, I get immersed with it. They're real stories. They're stories that we can connect to, you know, someone who needs to kind of change their life because they're drinking too much and all that kind of stuff. And they beautifully weave in faith. And so I think that this is a great option to watch even today after 50 years. Can you believe that?
Exactly.
That's
the beauty. That's the beauty of classic writing and production values, and that it lives on. A Little House on the Prairie, definitely bingeable, right, Evie Bear Carroll?
Definitely bingeable.
You got it. She's the host of Movie Guide TV.
If you're
TV.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.